Two men, two burgers,
some beer.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Chris, Zeke, and Rick Equalize.
Edelstein.
Good day, and welcome to episode 73 of the Montreal Burger Report. Chris, Zeke Hand, and Rick Equali Edelstein enjoyed the hamburger so much at Le Pickup that for today's episode of the Montreal Burger Report, they immediately decided to try the burgers at Auberge du Dragon Rouge.
Be on your side.
Uh-huh. I've passed it before.
I've never passed. We're at 8700 right now.
I don't know what to expect. I'm not big on theme restaurants, but that, you know, I hear the.
There it is. And there's even parking.
Where?
Behind you on the left of Frontier.
I park here.
Yeah.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Ah, here we got a street. St. Arson.
St. Arson.
Fire. Make sure you pray to him before you set your fire. I like the gargoyle.
In the sun?
We're in the shade.
In the shade.
Good choice.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Zeke, I have bad news for you. Zeke, they only have beer. They have no food.
That's a problem.
Just beer.
Bourré à noix et espresso.
Yeah, I've had, it's like a Guinness and espresso. Except it's bourré à noir.
Bourré blanche, jus d'orange, yeah, jus de cambert.
I can't drink the Boreal stuff.
Yeah. I don't mind Boreal.
No, they're Boreal. Which one? That's weird. For 10 years, I was drinking Boreal when I was working at RMP. And I would wake up every morning with a splitting hangover, and I'd always blame it on either, which one, mixing brands because it was a record launch, or that shot that somebody bought me, or not having lunch. And then, one night I was out with Sarah, and he said, I can't drink Boreal. It gives me these excruciating hangovers.
Really?
So we ordered Griffin Blonde. Drank our faces off, and yeah, woke up the next morning and said, I can't believe how stupid I was for so long.
All these tutorials.
Order me a beer.
Okay, what kind of beer you want?
Blonde, anything.
Then, you want a pint?
A pint of blonde, anything.
Pint of.
Moi je préfère boire le barrière. Alors je vais prendre
aïe.
Le cachet.
This isn't that much of a theme restaurant.
No.
I wouldn't want to be dressed as she is today.
No, she looks like she's hot as hell.
Uh-huh.
She's schwitzing.
Yes, they get it.
They get it.
Yes.
Okay. I understand. What are you going to go for?
I haven't figured that out yet.
You want to go for a Royale? 1 pound of beef. That's insane.
Where are you going? Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, so it says galette. Créée à Hambourg en 971, à la suite d'une discorde entre le chef François de Boivin et sa femme, un des plats souvent servis était le pommeau. Du bœuf haché en forme du pommeau d'épée, c'est-à-dire rond. Ici, lors de cette dispute, Boivin enragé lancera un pommeau à sa femme. Celui-ci écrasera contre une mur et aboutit dans une poêle à frire. Ainsi est née la galette. Le pain, les garnitures et les frites viennent plus tard. Encore une fois, une incidente fit l'histoire. And you get your choice of a third of a pound, a half a pound, or a full pound burger.
What are you going for?
I just started at the top. I got the tout nu, which is just plain or all dressed. There's fromage du manat.
We can go for surf or sanglier. Mm-hmm. Or chicken. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go for something. I'll go for the eau de la gomme rouge, just to see what it is.
Just calories.
Pain viande. Pain viande, pain. Uh-huh. Okay, got it. Pain de viande. I'm going to go for the drag up rouge. That's it. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Now there's a
mix of chickpeas and spices, mayo, lettuce, tomato, mozzarella, or Swiss. Where's the meat?
I think it's implied.
I don't think so. I think mm-hmm. it might be vegetarian.
Kerem? Yeah, that, you're right, okay. And there's the du boucher au choix. You got your pork, merguez sausage, or calabrese.
I'm going for the dragon.
Okay. Make sure there's meat in it. It's not just calabrese. And make sure it's not just a salami sandwich.
How could you serve 1 pound of calabrese?
How could you be dressed like these women are today on a day like today?
Should I go for the half pound or the third?
I'm gonna have a half pound.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
that's you.
Uh-huh. And I think I'm going for the ogre.
What's the ogre?
What you want? The mozzarella, bacon, mushrooms, peppers, onions, piled up in a façon gargantuesque, all dressed, although I'm not getting the...
Ketchup, relish, mustard, mayo, and lettuce, tomato.
I want none of that.
Apparently their sang de dragon is supposed to be killer.
Mm-hmm. I want none of that.
What are you drinking?
Because
oh, I have that at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
not
half bad.
Crazy about it.
It's not half bad.
Yeah, I got a whole collection of this stuff from Brasserie Montréal.
Uh-huh.
Can't say I'm too nuts about it.
No, they don't quite get the concept in terms of their terrace. It's Ottawa and Guy. It's the middle of a paved parking lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's... Oh, okay, I know who it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I used to pass that all the way to work.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I'm putting two and two together, yeah. Mm-hmm. It really kind of sucks, that place. It's in the middle of nowhere.
No, the thing that was most telling was I went there once, and...
They serve food?
Yeah, they serve food. And do you know... Have you ever met her husband? Okay, he's a friend of Zishnu that I know who's an architect to...
Ready when you are.
He designed... Wait, mm-hmm. Wait, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, again.
Uh-huh.
L'ogre, the ogre.
Moi, je vais prendre l'ogre. Le demi-livre. Uh-huh. C'est quoi mon... Oh. Le piquant, s'il vous plaît. Seulement le moutarde. Pas du ketchup, pas du relish, pas de mayonnaise, pas de laitue, pas de tomate. Ok.
Ouais, je prends le dragon rouge and half pound or third. Alright, I'll go for half. Ok, je prends juste le pas de relish, s'il vous plaît. Ah, le saxon.
Merci.
Merci.
This actually isn't half bad.
No, it's a very pretty terrace. Mm-hmm. It's in the middle of the strangest place to put a restaurant, but hey, what the heck, it works. You know, if the food's good enough, people will come to it.
Mm-hmm. And that would be my guess, if the food is good. Well, back to the Brasserie de Montréal. The telling thing was, went there, ran into Earl Elton, who was talking with the owner, and both of them were drinking wine. And then, and then it gets worse because he ran into somebody he knew who was acting sort of like one of the silent partners, who was also drinking wine.
Hello.
And I'm saying, yeah, okay, so this is a brewery, microbrewery type of thing, and everybody involved in the joint is drinking wine. Exactly. What is wrong with this picture?
Yeah, I always wondered about that place. I was tempted to go by and stop in, but I didn't put two and two together. French fries with cinnamon sugar.
I don't know.
I think your expression says it all.
I wasn't paying much attention to the fries. I just heard her say piquant. I said, okay, I'll take those.
Cinnamon sugar.
Sweet. Potatoes with them. I'm trying to think of it. Well, it's like crepes with, which one? The sucré crepes. The sweet crepes.
Yeah, what about them?
Some people like sweet stuff.
But potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
French fries with cinnamon and sugar.
Yes, So they have sweet potatoes. Other people make sweet potato French fries.
That's fine. The potato itself is naturally sweet. But, I mean, sticking sugar and cinnamon on a French fry. That's not a lot against that.
It adds to the charm of Auberge du Dragon Rouge. I missed that entirely on the menu.
But the inside is totally different from the terrace, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You get the wood banquette-type tables. And
I imagine during the winter it's much more of a... Oye, type of place.
Hot and sweaty in there in the winter.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been this far north to eat. So you got Biftek, where we went once. The Biftek. The steakhouse that's on the Côte d'Ivoire.
Oh, that's vile,
We went there once.
Yeah.
Trying to think of...
You been to the West Island before?
Pardon?
You went to West Island.
Island. More Île Perrot. I don't think I've eaten much on the West Island. It's still in this neighborhood or further north.
The no name place.
Okay, the no name place. There's also Dick Ann's.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Merci. These are some mighty big fries, Zeke.
Yes, they are.
Actually, that's, for a third of a pound burger, it's a pretty decent sized burger, huh?
I was wondering why mine looks so small.
Why?
Because there's a second piece.
It's holy.
It's stuck.
Is that mustard?
That's mustard, yes. Got a little bit of mustard.
Yeah, the fries are very good.
Mm-hmm. I normally don't like fries that are that chunky and stuff.
You
like
mean
that.
The steak fries type thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh!
This I don't think is going to actually be a burger that I'm going to be able to eat with one hand.
You're going to have to get it mixed in. You know what? These potatoes are almost like, they're so big, they're almost like chunks of baked potato. They're not greasy.
Did you get the spicy ones as well?
Mm-hmm. I must have like four potatoes on my plate here.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 73 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and E. coli drove to the Auberge du Dragon Rouge, read the menu, and ordered. How much will E. coli like the fries? How does Auberge du Dragon Rouge compare to Le Pickup? And will Zeke order a second burger? Find the answer to these and other questions 7 days from now in episode 74 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel. Auberge du Dragon Rouge is located at 8870 La Jeunesse. Their phone number is 514-858-5711. The website is oyez.ca, and they are open 7 days a week from 11:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, except on Saturdays and Sundays when they open early for brunch. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is My Dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at Au Pied du Cochon. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out to have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them, and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Jimmy Buffett for the music, Kathy Inouye for her voice, and you for listening.